We turn now to the Chief Justice of Film, our Bob Mondello. Bob, you're not supposed to laugh just yet.
That was very nice, actually.
Bob and I are here sitting behind a plate of caviar canapes and with a fine bottle of Chateau Lafite.
Right, with a really huge screen in front of us for the movie screening. Actually, it's a five-year-old laptop, and we've loaded it up with a trailer that I'm kind of intrigued by.
This is not a luxurious private screening room. Bob, tomorrow you're going to be on All Things Considered previewing the fall films, but today you want to focus on one film that you're really excited about.
Well, I'm psyched because the trailer looks so cool, and it isn't at all what I was expecting. It's a picture called The Informant, and it's directed by Steven Soderbergh, who, you know, is sometimes doing really interesting stuff and sometimes doing very strange stuff. It stars Matt Damon, and it's about the whistleblower, Mark Whitaker, who basically exposed price fixing at Archer Daniels Midland back in the 1990s, which leads you to expect something like Aaron Brockovich or The Insider, right?
Right.
But as you'll see when the trailer starts, the tone's a little different.
What I'm about to tell you, it involves something very large.
Let me just stop it for a sec. That's Matt Damon, right?
Yeah, I know, but 20 pounds overweight and with this horrible mustache. Yeah. He looks really strange.
Corn goes in one end and profit comes out the other.
Weird, right? It's not just lysine. It's citric. It's gluconate. There was a guy who left the company because he wouldn't do it. He was forced out. The gluconate guy. He's out of a job.
Would you be willing to wear a wire?
It really sounds like an interesting film, doesn't it?
And it's funny, right?
It does look funny. The last time I can think of that a true story was done funny in this way and was nonetheless true to what it was about was Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, you remember that one?
Yeah. Spielberg directed that.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right.
Very good film.
Yeah, it was terrific. Everybody liked it. And I think that's the tone that this is going for. And the thing that I love, just before the end of the trailer, he's about to go into the courtroom with his lawyers, and he says...
Listen, I haven't been telling you guys the whole truth, but I'm going to clear that up in there today.
What?
So anyway, I think it sounds like it ought to be very interesting. And you never know, and I've seen lots of trailers that were really fantastic, and then the picture didn't turn out to be. But this one looks like it's huge
fun. I mean, it's pretty hard to screw something up with Matt Damon in the lead, right?
Well, you'd think, although he has not always been good. What was that one where he was half of conjoined twins? I mean, there are things that no one should be asked to do. but anyway, I have hopes.
That's NPR's Chief Justice of Film, Bob Mondello. You like that, I imagine.
I do.
Previewing the new film, The Informant. You can hear Bob's complete fall movie preview tomorrow on All Things Considered. Bob, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.